You don't mind having a few aches and pains when you've scored a few runs, and delighted with today. The team have got a good score on the board there, and hopefully we can get a few more tomorrow. But that pitch was pretty tricky at times, and you need a bit of luck on it. Thankfully, I had a bit of that today, and managed to time the ball in between some naughty balls that were being bowled. So, delighted to contribute to get a score on the board for Durham.
Yeah, I mean, Hartlepool's own was bowling some really tempting line and length, wasn't he, moving the ball away? And it, even from our position where we were watching the action from sort of long on, you could see it was doing a bit.
Yeah, it's as I said, if you get the ball in, like always, if you could try to get it around top of off stump, I think you're always going to be in with a chance. It is probably a drier pitch than we've had here for some while, so it's got quite a few cracks in it. You saw the odd ball that just jumped a little bit, and the odd ball that kept low. So I wouldn't have thought the pitch will get any better. So it's important that we try to get as many runs in this first innings as possible. I know it sounds pretty obvious, but it's I can't see it getting any better. So hopefully we can score most of our runs in this innings.
You came in just before lunch. I think you were 94 for 3 or something like that at that point, and then put on a decent partnership with Cameron Steele and another one with Michael Richardson. But when Ryan Pringle went, there was still a lot of work to do. I think you were 216 for 6 or something at that point, and that partnership with you and Paul Cognell was crucial, 130 runs.
It was really important. And the good thing about Paul Coughlin is he brings a lot of energy to the pitch. I know that I'm going to have to start running quick when he comes in, but he puts teams under pressure with his running, and he pinches the odd single, turns ones into twos, but also when he's in that kind of mood and in an attacking frame of mind, he scores very quickly. And it was an important partnership, and I thought the way that we went about it was excellent. We tried to put them under pressure, and to get that many runs in I think it was only about 20 overs or so, it was quite important.
Just took the momentum away from Derbyshire as well, didn't it, during a tricky period in the afternoon from a Durham point of view. As Paul came out to bat with you, I was saying that this was crucial. If you could put a decent partnership together, it would really put Durham in good stead in this match.
Well, he almost earned the right, from Steely's innings, from dogged innings. Of tiring the bowlers, it takes a lot of energy out the bowlers, and when they're coming back for the third and fourth spells, it's not quite the same energy on it as the first spell. So, you really, when you have batsmen coming later on down the order, they can take advantage of that. And I was trying to keep my same rhythm, but Cogger's was ultra aggressive, and thankfully it worked today.
His stand with Barry McCarthy in Chesterfield against Derbyshire for the 9th wicket was a Durham record for that stand against Derbyshire. Today, the 7th wicket was a record as well. Beat the 94 from Jonathan Longley and Chris Scott way back at Chesterfield in 1994.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I didn't realise that, but it's good to break a few records along the way. It's only a short history with the club, but it's still nice to get some decent partnerships, and hopefully got us in a position that we can, if we bowl anything like we can, we'll put them under pressure.
Your 35th century, when I interview you with your legs wrapped in ice and looking as worn out as you do now, 41 and a bit, 41 and 94 days I think you are today. I think a lot of people around Durham fear the press release arriving midwinter that you've decided to call it a day. I mean, is there any thought of you playing on for another year yet? Have you agreed anything with the club? Or?
I haven't signed anything yet. Look, I think it would be silly to give up the game when I'm still playing. I'm not clinging on, put it that way. And I never really want to get into a position of just clinging on. It doesn't get any easier when you've got the likes of Clark, who's been left out of the side. That's the one thing that really kind of upsets you, because these are players that are developing, and that look very talented cricketers, and one of the hardest things as captain is going up to a young player and saying you're not on the side today. We've got a very strong batting lineup, of course. I mean, Cameron Steele's done superbly well. Keaton Jennings back from England. It's a hard bat lineup to get in at the moment, but I'm still enjoying it. I'm still enjoying contributing, and I think it would be silly if I didn't have another season.